You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. It is a month to celebrate Bob's subscriptions and donations most generous because we're going exploring with Bob Zimmerman to the sun. The surface of the sun is a mystery. NASA watches it. Any change, Bob?
Well, first I have to thank your listeners for supporting my website, Behind the Black, with donations and subscriptions. I appreciate you giving me a plug each time, John. It's very appreciative. This particular campaign is only going to last 2 weeks because I'm tired of begging my listeners and your listeners and my readers for money. So any donations would be appreciated. So anyway, yes, I did another sunspot update at the end of last week for the month of January. And what my headline says it all. Sunspots in January went through the roof. The previous month had been the highest number in a while for sunspots since September of 14. And lo and behold, the new numbers is also the highest since September of 14. But what's different is that this is the highest number since November 2002, 20 years ago. This is the most sunspots except for that one month in 14, the most sunspots in a month in the last 20 years. And once again, this is indicating that the outlier prediction from a handful of dissenters from the consensus is going to be right. These dissenters, these outliers had predicted we're going to have a very powerful solar maximum in 25. The consensus of all the other solar science panels, which of course is always right, had said this would be a weak minimum maximum coming up. It looks right now that the consensus will be wrong and the outliers will be right. What this means is that it's likely going to contribute somehow to some warming on the Earth, because that's been the pattern for several thousand years from our data, that when the sun is active, the Earth is warmed. When the sun is inactive, the sun is cooled. Because the data from NOAA and NASA has been corrupted for political reasons, we will not be able to measure exactly the contribution of the sun in this matter, and that's unfortunate, but there's no question we're looking at a very active solar maximum coming up, John.
Perseverance and ingenuity, and they begin a journey up a delta. What are we looking at, Bob?
Yes, I have an overview map and a panorama on Behind the Black showing where Perseverance and Ingenuity are. Ingenuity completed its 42nd flight. Again, they're moving up onto the delta ahead of where Perseverance is going to travel. And Perseverance is now, having dumped its 10 return sample core samples for later pickup, is now following Ingenuity up onto the delta. And I got to, this is like we do with Curiosity. I show where it's going to go and where it is and what it's looking at. And so you can see that now. And so the delta is this delta that flowed into Jezero crater through a gap in the eons past. Was it a mud flow? Was it a lava flow? Was it a water flow? We just don't know. And that's what Perseverance's data will someday tell us. And so it's going to begin to climb up. And as it goes, it will, of course, look at everything along the way, because each step it takes right is another layer and another piece of information in that history, John.
You have a
cool stuff.
You have a photograph suggesting that a dust devil can start an avalanche?
Not an avalanche. These are called slope streaks on Mars. We do not know what causes slope streaks. They are stains that look like avalanches, but they don't change the topography in the slightest. There are a variety of theories of why they're unique to Mars. You don't see them on Earth. They don't know what causes them. They think some disturbance might cause the a stain flow down the dusty surface of slopes. In this particular case, a dust devil track crosses the very top of one slope streak. And so they took a picture of this, and I'm sure scientists are going to try to find out if the if the dust devil could have possibly caused the slope streak. They don't know what slope streaks are, so it's hard to tell one or the other, John.
And finally, a photograph from above, a Razor Butte. That sounds out west. Is that the same look, Bob?
Yes, and we're talking about a very nice butte on Mars. It's just one of those cool places I keep finding on Mars reconnaissance orbit images.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. Your subscriptions and donations, most welcome. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.